www.thebeatgeek.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, we're back here with the Paracast twins, Bryce Abel and Chris O'Brien. And we're going to release their greatest hits album where for 10 minutes they say the Paracast. It must be like a Yoko Ono record.
I can't wait. That is an artistic statement, Chris, I think that you and I have made and will stand forever.
You have to be in a certain mental framework.
Yeah. That and a helium balloon.
Compartmentalize your mind to be able to listen to that. You know,
by the way, guys, on the topic of that, there's a really funny, interesting YouTube video where all it is a person saying back and to the left, back and to the left, over and over and over. Because that's the phrase from Oliver Stone's JFK, where Kevin Costner is talking about the Zapruder hit, where you see the Kennedy hit. And so, yeah, Chris, we'll just have to do our version of the Paracast.
You know, I was thinking here of the old Mothers of Invention song where for I don't know how many minutes they keep saying cream cheese, cream cheese, jeez, cream cheese.
Well, it's our mantra. That's what. By the way, speaking of music, I just wanted to point out this book is not all just downbeat. There's some pretty fun stuff. The Beatles are in it.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah, the Beatles meet JFK.
The Beatles is kind of one theory that has been bannered about for years, pertaining to the Beatles' just incredibly tumultuous and instantaneous popularity in this country, was as a direct result of the assassination of a young, vibrant president. And it would be interesting to kind of what if and think, if he had survived, would the Beatles have had as much of an impact?
I think they would have, because I think that was a cultural thing that was primed and teed up and ready to go. But it was certainly a relief for the nation. But in Surrounded by Enemies, the Kennedy literally goes to the Ed Sullivan Show to meet the Beatles for reasons that are political. And I'll let your reader, let your listeners and my readers enjoy that. But one thing that the book does that I think is so much fun is I commissioned a graphic artist and we created five authentic looking news magazine covers from this alternative history. And one of them shows JFK with the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show and talks about that wacky 1964 election starting. It's really a great piece of art in its own right. Linda Carr is the graphic artist, and they're all really fun. So I hope people will enjoy that in the book as well. They're easiest to see in the e-book because they just are, you know, brilliant color renditions.
Yeah, we do have a number of questions from our listeners at forum.theparacast.com. This first one, I think a lot of our listeners would like to know. This is from Technomage T, and he asks, do you cover any UFO-related issues in your book?
You know, let me just say this about that. I had a decision to make, and since I've made such a profound connection between Kennedy and UFOs in Dark Skies, 22 hours worth of programming talking about it, And I've written a book, AD After Disclosure, that mentions it. I really felt that I needed to have a separate take in this book. And so the answer is no. It's not that it couldn't have gone on in this alternative history. I just don't talk about it in this alternate history. In the same way that if it really did happen in our timeline, let's face it, JFK certainly wasn't going to be talking to too many people about it. And so it doesn't come up in this book. I hope people will understand that what I was trying to do is reach a different kind of audience with a different kind of material here. Although I do think we could probably fill at least part of a show talking about JFK and UFOs and the possibility. So I'm sorry to disappoint if that's a disappointment, but then I would recommend please watch Dark Skies again.
Okay, I have another couple of questions from Technomage T. He wants to know do you also spend time talking about how Kennedy surviving Dallas would affected world events? He gives the example, it's possible Khrushchev would have still been in power which after 50 years, I doubt they're techno. But how much of the effect on World Events do you really dwell on?
Absolutely. Techno Mage T, that sounds like quite a name. Yes, and on the subject of Khrushchev, I mean, I don't think this, I wouldn't call a spoiler. I think that when the arc of history is interrupted, so Kennedy survives in surrounded by enemies, that triggers the survival of Khrushchev through the, you know, the in our timeline, Brezhnev replaced him. That doesn't happen in that timeline. I'm not saying he's in charge. He's not in charge now, but he certainly could have survived through 64 and 65 and maybe even a few years longer than that. It is a part of the book. Kennedy does go to the Soviet Union in my book, as he intended to do. And they even talk about the moon. So there are things in it, that are changed by the history.
Okay. Here's another question. I'm going to put a little addendum to the end of it. Which sources did you use in your research? He gives the example of Jim Mars and James Douglas. And I would add, if someone is interested in the Kennedy assassination, who's at the top of your list to recommend in terms of their work?
That's a good question. Who are my sources? Well, I'm sitting here in an office right now surrounded by about 75 Kennedy books. So they're, my sources are everybody's, I guess. But I do think Jim Mars has written a terrific book. I guess one source that I don't recommend too highly is the Warren Commission Report, which I think is one of the greatest works of American fiction of the last century. But I also, I do agree that that was a great, the James Douglas book, JFK and the Unspeakable, is very good. Books I don't particularly think do a very good job are like Vincent Bugliosi's Reclaiming History. I don't think he did a really good job with that. No. I think there's been some other ones that I found some inspiration, and certainly Seymour Hersh's Dark Side of Camelot kind of knocked the door open for some of this stuff. Crosswire is really a great book, and I understand there's a new version of it. In terms of just JFK history, there's some great ones. A lot of the good guys like, you know, Dalek's done good work and things like that. In terms of the conspiracy ones, you know, there's Henry Hertz written Reasonable Doubt. There's so many. Mark Lane, of course, you can't deny that. But I'll tell you something. When I talk about my sources, it's really interesting how I wrote this book, because it does go to that question. While I was writing every day, I would spend part of my day writing. And the rest of the day, when I would go, I'd go for like 2-hour walks. I would listen to Kennedy books on my headphones while I was walking. I would come home and read from 3 or 4 different books for like 30 minutes at a time. And what was happening is I was just trying to create this sort of neural web, you know, in my head, whatever you want to call it, where the unrelated things from these different unrelated sources began to relate in my head through the idea of this book. That sounds kind of crazy, I guess, but it really worked for me. Things that other people had not seen as existing at the same time did exist. It's something I did during Dark Skies, trying to lay out the timeline for that, where I would figure out the timeline of events from Time and Newsweek and then cross-reference them with ufological events. It's really an interesting way to write, and I enjoyed doing that. Now, you're asking, and then your final part of your question was, what would I recommend? Gosh, I think you have to start with a basic, and I think Crossfire has stood the test of time pretty good. There's some things even that Jim Mars would probably want to change about it. It's not perfect, but it's good. And I guess I would start there. I also know that there's a couple of really just good Kennedy. If you're not talking about the assassination, but about the Kennedy administration, there's some really good ones. I just listened to one that I thought was really terrific, even though it doesn't do much about the assassination. It's Thurston Clark's book, The Last 100 Days, JFK's Last 100 Days. And he does a wonderful job of putting you in the mind frame of JFK in that last 100 days, so that you can see what he might have done in another 1,000 days, and at the same time tells you through those 100 days what he had done previously. It's a masterful telling. I really recommend that highly.
We recommend this highly, and we'll let you listen to it. With Gene and Chris, we have Bryce Sable joining us in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Well, we've been exploring what might have happened had Kennedy survived an assassination attempt, but there's a lot more, of course, which is all about the Kennedy assassination. How can we learn more about that? My first exposure into those mysteries was listening to a series of lectures from Mark Lane. Then, of course, I read the book that he wrote, Rush to Judgment, because I remember how much detail he spent showing how this Italian rifle that Lee Harvey Oswald allegedly used could not possibly accomplish the task. It was just a piece of crap. and he was an average marksman. How could he possibly do this? But then, of course, even somebody who's a bad baseball player will sometimes hit a home run.
It's interesting that you say that, Gene, because in addition to everything you just said about that rifle and Mark Lane, the first Dallas policeman on the scene identified that rifle not as a Mannlicher Carcano Italian piece of crap rifle, but as a German Mauser rifle,
right,
which was considerably a better rifle. And they basically identified as that, stuck with that for, I think, a day or so before they were told, or before then it was announced, oh, no, that was a mistake. It was the Mannlicher Carcano that Lee Harvey Oswald had. So there's just so much detail out there. Mark Lane, you're right, did a great job of that. I think, again, it's almost interesting. If you were to take all of Mark Lane's books and then give them to someone who is just a terrific writer and say, turn them all into one book and weave it into a great story, I would like to read that book. Like sometimes Mark Lane goes a little off topic and kind of has his own personal story interwoven into it. He's done such incredible research just to see that laid out. I guess that's why I'm fond of Crossfire, because it is Jim Mars trying to get out of the way and tell the story of what other researchers and have thought.
Now, just to be brief about it, from what I'm determining here, Mark Lane is still around.
Yes, he is. In fact, I've just finished reading his latest book, which is called Last Word, The Indictment of the CIA and the Murder of JFK, which is a good book. But again, it's kind of Mark Lane telling his story of fighting the CIA. I'm not saying it's not important. It is important to think that people in the CIA are still messing with Mark Lane. I think that's a reasonable thing. But most people aren't going to have that much time to fall in the rabbit hole like I've done and read so many different books. Most people are going to want, you know, to get it a little faster than that, because there's so much nuance. You could read, and many people have spent their entire life reading. I've certainly spent at least the last 15 years reading, and I have a friend who has literally read cover to cover 500 books, many of them multiple times. This friend of mine, his name is Don Clark, and Don is a former anchorman, and he's come to the conclusion that it was LBJ.
Hmm. We'll never end that discussion. Let's go to that other discussion there, JFK and UFOs.
Well,
another rabbit hole.
Let's back up to Dark Skies, the co-creation of it with Brent Friedman, 1994 and 5, we started working on it. And Brent and I had been reading about UFOs, and I had been reading about JFK, but casually. And Brent and I were saying, well, let's create a TV series. What would be a good TV series? I was just coming off the Fox television series Mantis, which was about the first African-American superhero.
By the way, that person, the actor who played in that role, he later was featured on the TV series Alias.
Yes, Carl Lumley. Great actor.
What's happened to him? I haven't heard much from him lately.
I don't know. I saw him when I was running the TV Academy a few years ago. We ran into each other at an event, I think for Alias, and sort of caught up. But I honestly don't know. He's a great guy.
Now, Carl Lumley played this character in Mantis where he was wheelchair ridden.
Yes, he was.
Except when he became this character.
What I thought was more complex and interesting about it was that here is a scientist who is in a wheelchair. What does he want to do? He wants to walk. He doesn't want to be a superhero. He wants to walk. So he creates an exoskeleton so he can walk. And while he's out using his exoskeleton, people see it, and it's weird enough that he gets invested with their issues of superhero-dom and sort of gets that idea from the people who have witnessed him. So I thought it was kind of fun. So Brandon and I were sitting around going, all right, well, enough of superheroes and all that. What can we do that would be kind of a groundbreaking? And what we came up with was, let's take the greatest conspiracies of the 20th century and put them in an atom collider and see what happens. So we took JFK and we took UFOs and we stuck them in that atom collider. And what we came up with was a TV series set in the 1960s where John Kennedy is assassinated because he was going to tell the truth about UFOs in his second term. We came up with that based on only that. That's why we came up with it. We didn't read anything that said that John Kennedy knew anything about UFOs. The internet wasn't very vibrant at that point. There was no place where we were going to be exposed to that. We hadn't read it in any books. We just came up with it because we said it makes for a great dramatic storyline. Why not? Now, flash forward to today, if you search JFK and UFOs, you can find lots of articles where it's implied that he knew something about it and where he may have told Marilyn Monroe about it and where he was sending memos to NASA about it and that kind of thing. What the truth of it is, I don't really know, and I think it's obscure. I think it's obscure, but I will say this. I do believe that Roswell is a true event and was some kind of extraterrestrial connection. And there were people who were covering it up. If it was a true event, then each successive president would have some relationship to that truth. I think clearly Truman knew all about it because he was the guy that instituted the cover-up. Eisenhower, being a military hero, would have known all about it because of D-Day, and he got briefed apparently on it. The reason we chose Kennedy was because of the conspiracy theory, but the storyline revealed itself because we thought, here's young John Kennedy. He is not Truman and Ike to have to deal with what might be a UFO secret, and the people who had it would certainly not trust him with it. And so, therefore, if he came into possession of that knowledge, it would put him at odds with the people who were keeping it secret. So that's my storyline. I have no idea beyond maybe what you know about it. I know Richard Dolan, who I wrote AD After Disclosure with, thinks that there is a legitimate, strong connection.
Well, the question would be then, as we get to each successive generation of presidents, whether they know less and less of what went on until they reach a point where maybe they know nothing, and that might be the last few presidents.
Dolan and I, when we were writing AD, we would literally, you know, talk on the phone every day for 6 months and about various things. It was one of the greatest intellectual pursuits I've ever done. I really enjoyed it. Here's how we've already discussed through Kennedy. Johnson, Richard believes, had no real interest in this, but he let Hubert Humphrey sort of take the briefings, if you will, and never really, you know, obviously was too connected to it. Richard Nixon, there is that story with about him and Jackie Gleason, showing Jackie Gleason the bodies, is pretty well sourced. So Nixon would certainly be somebody that the power brokers of the U.S. military would sort of trust with such a thing. So I think he probably knew about it.
Nixon was the kind of person who wanted his fingers into everything.
Yeah.
We have Bryce Abel joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, we're talking to Bryce Abel. We start out with a discussion about his book, which I'm looking at right now in the iBooks version on a Mac, running Maverick, surrounded by enemies. And I know the answers to all the things that you can't find out unless you read the book. I know the secret.
You do. That, by the way, did you enjoy seeing those magazine covers?
I think that the artwork is done very well. There's not a lot of artwork in the book, but if you kind of scroll through it.
Well, there's those five magazine covers.
Yeah, and then there's one here called Top Story, The Secret Life of the President.
Yeah.
From June 1965. So I can imagine those things being written. Chris, you have some more questions for us.
We've got a bunch. I don't think we're going to be able to get to them all, but I like this one. Being that you're with your experience in Hollywood, could you see this? Is there a chance that this could be made into a movie? And Technomage T wants to know, if so, who would you pick to play JFK, RFK, and LBJ? Obviously, I think Randy Quaid has already done a fairly good job playing LBJ, so he would be my pick. But who would play the Kennedy brothers?
Well, let's answer the first question. What's the chance of it being made into a movie? If I wanted it to be made into a movie, I guess I should have written it in 2011 and had it be on the New York Times bestseller list or something, because the time frame of getting it made, obviously, what you're going to see a lot of stuff between now and November 22nd, and then the air is kind of out of the balloon for a while. So I don't think it'll be made into a movie anytime soon, although it is getting a lot of great reviews. Like, you go to Amazon, people really seem to like it. So it's possible that we may find that avenue, but it would be in a few years. Who should play it? You know, I say you get the best person at the time. So it really depends on what that time is. But I'll tell you right now, I didn't particularly love the miniseries. That was pretty cheesy. But I thought, and I'm blanking his name right now, the actor who played JFK and the Kennedys, oh, my God. Can you guys help me out here?
I can't. I know there's one
William
with
Devane,
Rob Lowe.
No,
as
no,
the
no. You know those guys. I think Kennedy years ago.
I know. I never thought they suggested him as well as. Well, the, he's
Bruce
the guy from
Greenwood?
Little Miss. No, Bruce Greenwood's in 13 Days. He's good. The actor from Little Miss Sunshine.
Alan Arkin's in Little Miss Sunshine.
Who, yeah, but I'm talking about the dad. Anyway, that's who plays him in the Kennedys. He suggests him the best. I don't know. I you know, Randy Quaid did a fine job. I know we cast Robert Kennedy was a central character for us in Dark Skies. But again, the actor who played him in Dark Skies would no longer be acceptable because he's too old. Bobby Kennedy, you know, wasn't even 40. So you got to have a younger actor. And JFK was only 46. I know that Rob Lowe is going to be playing JFK in the adaptation of Bill O'Reilly's book, Killing Kennedy.
You mean the book that was written for Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah. And also, what's with Bill O'Reilly becoming an apologist for the Oswald Acted Alone Warren Commission? I don't understand that. I really don't understand that. I mean, Bill O'Reilly ought to be smart enough to know that it wasn't Oswald acting alone, but there you go. But anyway, so what I would love to
do. Well, you understand, if Bill O'Reilly wrote his own books, I would worry about it, but maybe not.
Well, that's true. But he had a co-author, and he's made kind of a cottage industry, hasn't he? Out of he's done Killing Kennedy, Killing Lincoln, and now Killing Jesus. I just hope he doesn't decide to write about me. That's all I can say.
I just wonder whether he will actually write a real book himself. I mean, he does what obviously Glenn Beck does. They have people write the books under their name because he doesn't have time. He's doing the TV show every day, and he's doing all this other
stuff. I've got the name. It's Greg Kinnear. It was just on the tip of my tongue there. Greg Kinnear does an excellent
Greg
job.
Greg Kinnear, yeah.
He actually, there are angles in the Kennedys where he looks like JFK. I do not think Rob Lowe is going to look like JFK. You know,
but Greg Kinnear is getting a little older now. He's in his 50s, isn't he?
Yeah, but he looks just right in this thing. I mean, you know, maybe the voice isn't, and I don't think people should try to do a knockout impersonation. That they should try to do something that is suggestive. But I think he did a great job. And you know what? The actor who will probably get the job if they ever make Surrounded by Enemies into a movie is someone that we're not thinking of right now. That tends to be my experience with casting. You have an idea. Well, I'd really like this person. Then you find out they're not available, or they want, you know, so much money that you can't afford to pay them, or whatever it is. And then you end up finding the perfect person because you look a little harder. And frankly, I think my tendency, if I was casting a Kennedy movie right now, would be to not cast the Rob Lowe's of the world because they bring all their baggage into the performance. As a producer, what I would rather do is find somebody who just dead on nails. I don't care if you know who he is. I would just like to make the movie with someone you go, damn, I feel like I was watching a documentary on the guy.
Quite often you pick somebody who is not known, like they do with the superhero movies. So we have this guy, Henry Cavill, playing Superman, but that doesn't explain Ben Affleck as Batman. Oh, well, Chris?
Well, you need to have someone that could really duplicate the Kennedy accent.
Well, you're not going to be in the role, I'll tell you right now.
I know.
I want to say this about that. You're not going to forget it. Everybody wants to imitate Kennedy. I mean, you always wondered there, though. This guy is so bright. Why did he keep the accent? He could have lost that accent if he wanted.
I think JFK was he was the first television president. He was very well aware of how he presented himself. Why would he lose an accent? That's him. I mean, he really nailed his own performance. He did it in an interesting way. I think that on one level, JFK was perfect at being himself. He was comfortable in his own skin, and he was perfect at being himself. So he had that. And at the same time, he also understood that he was in a role. And he also played that role perfectly.
Well, that's true with anybody, really, who gets a high position in politics. There's a lot of theater there.
A lot of theater, but when you merge authenticity into the theater, as JFK so seamlessly did, you get something that's magic. I have a quote I made up for Sammy Davis Jr. and surrounded by enemies, and he's talking about JFK, and he goes, that's magic times magic, man. And I think that's what JFK was.
Okay. There you go. Chris, some more questions.
Yes, we do. Here's one from Wade Ridsdale, formerly known as Spooky Mulder. He's one of our 2,000 post-club members. Maybe it's an urban legend, but wasn't one of the things that tied Reagan, Kennedy, and Lincoln together for their was their distaste for the Federal Reserve and an inkling to change the system? And would the CIA be working on their behalf? First of all, Wade, Lincoln was quite a bit before 1913 when I think the Federal Reserve was at when was the Federal Reserve actually put together? Anybody know off the top of their head? I think it was after Lincoln.
Yeah,
I would think. So he's saying the timing might not be right, but he seems to remember that Reagan did not want George Herbert Walker, as he puts it, the New World Order Bush, as a running mate. But the Hinckley family, who had ties to the Bush family and the CIA, saw to it that Bush was there to push his agenda. He says, sorry, I rambled a bit, but he just got to thinking that while the CIA may have been the trigger men in the hits, was that order coming from higher up? And in other words, I think he's talking about the Federal Reserve families and, you know, the banking cabal and that particular slant on the conspiracy.
I guess that's one of the more obscure conspiracy angles on the JFK assassination. Although, you know, anything is possible. Certainly JFK was involved in that, and certainly that would have upset people. I tend to think that probably wasn't the reason for the hit. I just feel like there were too many other people involved in that hit who seemed to have knowledge of how to do it that made me feel more like CIA involvement. And certainly it's not just my opinion about what a CIA hit looks like. It's more like some of the personalities of the time seem to be teed up and ready to go. Certainly that's what Mark Lane thinks.
All right. There's one more segment left with Gene and Chris. We're talking to Bryce Abel. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to dreamhost.com/radio, dreamhost.com/radio.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have the Paracast Echo there. The Echo Brothers, Chris O'Brien and Bryce Abel. They're starting a brand new vocal group, and we'll ban them from the airwaves.
We have a new CD coming out next week that I really want to talk about. It's very good. I think you'll like it. By the way, can I just put a plug in here? Just because I know people are going to realize that they'd like to know more about it. There's two places. It's surroundedbyenemies.com, but there's another one that's got all kinds of great stuff to look at. You can even look at these magazine covers ahead of time if you want. This is something that we usually only give the people who are reviewing it, but I feel feeling generous with the listeners here. It's called whatifkennedylived.com. WhatIfKennedyLived.com. You can see all the stuff we've talked about.
All right. Chris, any more questions?
Yeah, this is Jeff Davis. I'm not sure what to make of this. I don't think it's much of a question, but he claims JFK did survive. Everyone knows that Ossie Davis is actually JFK, post the skin color change operation, of course. But the only problem is that Ossie died a few years ago, so I'm very sorry to ruin the show, but JFK is dead now.
Yeah, I don't buy any of that. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just. I mean, it's. I don't.
Well, how about the Bill Hicks is actually Alex Jones? That's.
You know, none of that's. I got to tell you, even if JFK had lived, his health was so precarious. I don't think he would have. He certainly wouldn't have lived to a ripe old age. Even if he'd had the nicest life around and people hadn't shot at him and he wasn't under such stress, he wouldn't have lived that long. So I don't think that's an issue.
No.
But, you know, there's so many fascinating possibilities about what might have been had Kennedy survived. We can go on for about a week and not even cover what's in the book.
That's absolutely true. I mean, it's a great parlor game. And I guess that's actually why I wrote Surrounded by Enemies. It's been a parlor game. There's been people that have done versions of it before. But I felt like for the 50th anniversary, it was time to really treat that what if with the respect it deserves, to really break it down into the building blocks and pieces and ask for real what might have happened had he survived at Dallas. And that's been my goal all along. And I hope that the people who are listening will give it a read. And if you like it, I hope that you'll tell your friends about it, because this isn't like some Hollywood screenplay or whatever. This is where I hope to go sell it to somebody. This is about communicating with people. This is trying to take a message about JFK, and there's not a person listening who was alive at the time who doesn't have a memory about where they were with JFK. It's the same for that generation as it is for the new generation on 9/11, and the same as it was for the previous generation on Pearl Harbor. It's a national touchstone. Enough time has passed that it's all right to treat it dramatically That's been happening for a while now. And I think the thing is now we realize that John Kennedy was a complete person. He wasn't just the Camelot character that he was portrayed as during his presidency and immediately after, but he was a pretty nuanced guy. He was a man's man, but he appealed to women. He just had it all. He had looks, he had power, he had money, he had authenticity, and he had secrets. And I think the secrets are where the drama lies.
But will we ever learn the truth?
I'm going to say not 100% of the truth. Yeah. I don't think there's this. If the essence of that question is there some memo that's a smoking gun that's going to be brought out? I don't think so. I think it would long since been destroyed if it existed. I doubt that it ever existed. That's not how you assassinate a president. And is it going to be someone on his deathbed who comes forward? No, those are pretty much all gone by now, and it hasn't really happened. And even if somebody on their deathbed claimed to have been knowledgeable about the inside of the Kennedy hit, I don't think we'd necessarily believe them. In fact, a very quick story, but a few years ago, I was given an unpublished manuscript by a guy who claimed to be one of the hitmen for Kennedy, the Kennedy hit, rather. And we met with the guy, and we read his manuscript very detailed, et cetera. Lots of facts that were corroborated, et cetera. Do I think he was one of the assassins? No, I don't. I ultimately said he's just a guy who had a really important job, probably worked for people in the CIA or was in the CIA, but he, in his old age, has brought all these threads together with his own knowledge and is trying to pass it off in some kind of bid for immortality or for financial gain if I would turn it into a movie. And I ultimately just said it's not the real thing. I
also wondered about the reaction of the public if it was revealed that LBJ possibly killed JFK, if it was revealed, for example, at the CIA. How could they even reveal these things without causing all sorts of strange after effects?
You're right. They can't really, but yeah, it's interesting. I've written two books. The first one, AD After Disclosure, was about what happens to the world after we acknowledge that UFOs are real. And the second one, Surrounded by Enemies, is about what if Kennedy survived Dallas. I look at these very different. If we suddenly found out the truth about JFK, that it was Lyndon Johnson who ordered the hit with the CIA, we would still go, well, LBJ's long dead. Sounds like the guy wasn't such a great guy. The CIA, well, we never trusted them anyway. Whatever. I think it would be accepted into the body politic without a tremendous amount of effort. I look at the extraterrestrial disclosure as a different kind of thing, because it's a game changer. It's not about the cover up then. It's about like, well, what does this mean? You know, what would it mean if we acknowledge that UFOs were real? That would change society. If we acknowledge that the CIA, for example, might have been involved in the Kennedy assassination, at best, it would lead to some hearings about reforming the CIA. But the CIA people who testified would all say, well, that was a long, long time ago, and that doesn't happen anymore, and those people were rogue elements anyway. So it wouldn't have the same impact.
Besides, they're either retired or dead.
Yes. So I think it's valuable information. I do believe that we as a society deserve to know exactly what happened with JFK. I wish that we could have known. We should definitely have known, but we don't. We know that it was a dark deed, and I believe we know that powerful forces conspired to bring it about, but we don't know the details of exactly how those forces did it. We don't know the names. We don't know the details, and we probably never will know the details.
Yeah. I remember where I was. I was 6 years old, and I remember that day and being bummed for days afterwards because there were no cartoons on TV, and all they had was these somber-looking people on parade routes and commentary.
I mean, that's the kind of stories we had. I remember that we had a really mean teacher in grade school, and that teacher...
Only one?
always made us eat our vegetables at noon. But when we came into the cafeteria that day, the TV was on, and Kennedy had just died. And we all sat at our table. They hadn't sent us home yet. And the teacher cried at the table. And we sat there at the table and didn't know what to do. And we weren't forced to eat our vegetables that day. And then they sent us home. And we watched TV all weekend with our parents. And I watched my parents, who I had never seen cry before, I watched them cry.
Yeah, it was a sad day.
Yeah.
I remember riding my bicycle home, and I wasn't watching TV. I didn't know anything about what was going on. And my dad comes home from work, and he says, "Turn on the TV if you know the president was shot. Let's just leave it there." Bryce Zabel, where can we find more about the things you do?
Well, listen, I have my own personal website, BryceZabel.com. My name is kind of spelled weird, BryceZabel, BryceZabel.com. The book is at SurroundedByEnemies.com. And a special Paracast URL is WhatIfKennedyLived.com. So I welcome people reading it. I hope they'll interact with it. If they like it, I hope you'll leave a comment on Amazon. And I thank you guys for putting me on Paracast. It's so fun to talk about this with people that know the things that you guys know, and it's been great. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome, Bryce. You can find Chris and all his stuff at OurStrangePlanet.com, OurStrangePlanet.com, and in the very near future, his new book, Stalking the Herd, from Adventures Unlimited Press, will appear. You can find us on Twitter, where we are known as The Paracast. We are The Paracast on Twitter, because what else could we be? Or go to theparacast.com to check out more. Bryce Zabel, thanks for joining us on The Paracast.
Catch you guys later. Thanks again, everybody. Bye-bye.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.